Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, I pray you will be blessed in our time together and that you are welcome to tune in anytime to this radio station. We're heard Monday through Friday at the same time. But before we begin, what the Lord has given me to share, as usual, I like to ask the Lord's blessings upon the Word and upon your lives. God has chosen to allow you to connect, that you are listening and we can be together in the Spirit to receive the good things from God that He has for us. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Through that wonderful name of Jesus, which is above every name, we can enter through the veil into the holy place to commune with You. And Father, we avail ourselves of that tremendous privilege, of the confidence, of the boldness that we may have because of what Jesus did for us. And Father, I lift our time together, Father. I do ask for Your anointing to be upon the Word of God, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's only through His power and His agency and His working, that You can take the Word of God and make it applicable and significant and pertinent to our individual lives and situations. Father, we ask that You would do that. And the Lord, I do ask for those who are listening, those who are in a time of testing and trial and trouble and battle. Father, I thank You that You have provided everything we need. When we're down, You can lift us up. When we're besieged and under battle, You have given us spiritual weapons and warfare. Whatever our need is, if we're sick, You've promised healing and strength for our day. So Father, in Jesus' name, whatever the need is, financial, circumstantial, material, Lord, we come to You and we thank You, Lord. It is Your will to meet all of our needs according to Your riches and glory. So I take authority over financial lack. I take authority over spiritual oppression and depression and discouragement, emotional attacks of the enemy that would bring negative doubting and fretful and anxious thoughts. Father, I thank You for healing in bodies. I thank You, God, through the agency and power of the Holy Spirit, You will encourage and bring hope and inspiration and uplifting to every single person, Father. You will meet them exactly where they are because, Lord, You're God and You know no limit. There's no limitation. There is no ceiling to Your solutions, to Your power, to Your intervention, to Your interaction. And so, Father, by faith, I release everything that is needed in their lives. And we honor You, we praise You, and we thank You for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, when I came to the Lord back in 1973, I really loved the Lord once I had that born-again experience, but there was so much I didn't know and understand, and I started reading the Word of God. I think someone recommended that I read the Gospel of John, which I did. And then as I was going on and reading, I read the Epistle of James, and I was really concerned as I read one verse, especially in that first chapter, and that is verse 22. And it says, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." And I thought, oh my goodness, to me that was a really scary verse. Because I thought, if you're deceived, you won't even know you're deceived, because you are deceived. And so it's only as I grew in the Lord and began to understand the importance of hearing the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, but the absolute imperative, important, necessary aspect of taking that word, not to be a forgetful here, but applying it to our lives personally. And the Holy Spirit is really good at doing that because He knows where each one of us are at. He is the best possible personal trainer. You know, that's a word everybody wants, what, personal trainers for physical fitness and stuff like that. The Holy Spirit is absolutely wonderful. He knows you better than anyone else, and He knows exactly what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. And so we can rejoice in that fact that we have a wonderful friend, a wonderful counselor, a teacher, someone who walks alongside, who will help us, lift us up when we're down, and provide the wisdom, the knowledge, everything we need to walk a victorious Christian life. And so What is that scripture says? Don't be just hearers, because we deceive ourselves if we somehow don't apply it. And it makes me think of what Jesus said to the church of Laodicea. He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. Because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. In other words, we become complacent or indifferent, or sometimes we just get spiritually dull. Through the course of battles, as time passes, we're just keeping on, and there's not too much that excites us. There may not be any major battles going on, so we just kind of plug along and sort of slip into an ennui or a boredom, or this is our life, and we just, you know, get up in the morning and we go to bed at night and we just repeat the whole thing every day. Well, beloved, I believe not that I've always walked in that, but I'm believing the closer I get to being with Jesus, the older I get, the more I grow in Christian maturity, the more I see He wants our Christian walk to be full of enthusiasm, of adventure, of excitement, because we serve a radical God. He's wild at heart, and He loves to do things that delight and surprise us. In fact, the very message I'm going to be sharing this week is the delight of the Lord. And so, I guess without further ado, let us begin going into the word of the Lord. And Lord, we thank You for Your anointing, and we bless You for it. When David wanted to build a house for the Lord, he wanted a temple to house the Ark of the Covenant that had been with Israel since the wilderness wanderings. That example, the template for it, if you will, the instructions have been given to Moses by the Lord in Mount Sinai. And they did construct that, and it was transported wherever they went through those 40 years. But when David said he wanted to do that, through the prophet, God told him that he could not do it. The Lord told David that rather than he, because he was a man of war, that his son Solomon would build the Lord's house as well as the courts. God said to David concerning Solomon in 1 Chronicles 28:6, I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Praise God. You know, that's a wonderful thing, beloved. Some of you may have grown up and either you didn't know your father, he may have passed away, or he wasn't in the home. Maybe your mom raised you by yourself. There wasn't a man figure, a true father figure. I encourage you, our Heavenly Father is the most wonderful father we could ever, ever experience. A good natural father is really patterned after our Heavenly Father. And so if you haven't had the joy and privilege of a good natural earthly father, I know I didn't, that through no fault of your own, that your Heavenly Father, I think He has wonderful ways of making up for all the lack you may have experienced in your life. That's especially true for you guys. Men are important. Father figures are important in your lives. So David said to Solomon, he gave him some advice in 1 Chronicles 28:9. He said, know thou the God of thy father. I want you to know the God that I've served and loved all these years. And I want you to serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. Boy, that's enough to get you excited if I didn't say anything further on this broadcast. You will find God, beloved, if you seek Him, if you search for Him and serve Him with a perfect heart, a willing mind. He will be found of you. You know, I'm thinking of that passage in Psalm 19. I've always loved this psalm, again, going back to the early days when I was a Christian, because I realized God's word could do what I knew I couldn't do. And Psalm 19, verse 7 through 10 declares, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." In other words, you don't have to be that intelligent or educated. "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart." We know inside, our conscience affirms that. "Spirit bearing witness with spirit. And the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb." David was using the most valuable material in his day, gold. In fact, it still is in ours, unless there's some, I don't know, platinum or some other unusual metals that could be more scarce and expensive. But what could be sweeter than honey? The natural sweetness of honey defies that of any kind of the sugars. And so David was saying that God's law is so wonderful. It will do tremendous spiritual things for us. And God spoke through Jeremiah, and he said that spiritual knowledge was a cause for praise and exaltation in Jeremiah 9:24, "But let him that glorieth in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord." Just think of that. The things we can rejoice in is that we know the Lord, and in knowing who he is, we know that he's a good God, that he exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, because he delights in those things. Praise God. Well, I am just getting started, and I pray that you'll be able to join me tomorrow at this same time. If not, you can always listen to the broadcast if you go to our website, unveilchrist.org. And as I always do, I encourage you. Some of you have listened maybe for a long time, some maybe just a few days or a few weeks, but there is a significance and a spiritual, just like there are natural laws, there are spiritual laws. One of those is the prayer of agreement, power of agreement. So if you need assistance in prayer in any way, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.